Tēnā rā koutou katoa e te iwi hakarongo mai nei ki tō tātou taonga te reo irirangi o te hiko o te ika, iwa tukauma whitu ira tahi te ia rere. Ai, runga te waia kōrero ko Ethan Plout ki te kōrero e pāneki tēnei o ngā tūmomo take i te wā o te urutā ko te infodemic ne. Nō reira a mākue waiho mana te whare ki hea te maramatanga o tēnei o ngā kōrero. Nō reira tēnā koe, Ethan.
Kia ora, really happy to be here. I'm Ethan Plout. I'm from Chicago. These days I'm a digital media researcher at University of Auckland. And yeah, just really happy to have this opportunity to kōrero with you.
Yeah, also appreciate you taking the time out to share with us up here in Te Tai Tokoro and in this region of Kaitaia, Te Hiko, Te Ika. Now, there's this little kōrero going around the battle against infodemic and during the pandemic there was going on. But if you're able to share a little bit more about infodemic and what that means to you.
When people talk about the infodemic recently, I think what they're trying to do is bring together these two different ideas that we have misinformation and that we have the pandemic, and that these two things have really come together in a couple of different ways. So one thing is that there's a sort of metaphor there where what they're saying is that misinformation, lies, all kinds of different deceptions, conspiracy theories are spreading like a disease, right? So there's that kind of metaphor or analogy that these ideas pass from person to person to person. And then there's this other question, which is how is misinformation implicated in the ways that the disease, the actual disease of COVID has spread through our communities, and the ways in which misinformation prevented people from protecting themselves and being able to take care of themselves and each other.
Yeah, we did see a lot of information going around at the time because COVID was something new to everybody throughout the world. And so we had many of our whānau, our families over here who were unsure about getting vaccinated, but also those who knew that our ancestors, our tūpuna, had gone through previous pandemics and epidemics without any of some safety protections and any knowledge around this. So we didn't really know what to believe. With the internet, social media, and everything else, it just made it even harder. Are you able to elaborate a little bit more on the actual pandemic that happened at this time and the misinformation?
Absolutely. So I think that a lot of people have good reasons for not always trusting what they hear from the government, for not always trusting what they read in the newspaper. I think there are good reasons why people are critical about the information that they're seeing. One of the problems there, I think, though, is that when the information is good, right, you know, when we're getting knowledge from scientists, from researchers, from government that is important, that is trustworthy, it becomes harder for those real messages to push through these days because, A, people have these reasons for not necessarily trusting, people in authority because of historical injustices and things like that, and B, because simultaneously there's just this sea of information that we're getting off social media, whether that's, you know, Facebook or Twitter or TikTok or all of the many, many, many ways that we're hearing about these things through our mobile devices in our pockets, and also, you know, passed on from person to person in the community, and all kinds of different ways. So I guess what I'm saying is that I think it's important for us to figure out the moments when we can trust the government and authorities and the medical establishment, and the moments when, you know, we need to be, like, very careful about how we receive those messages. And that misinformation has just made it much harder to figure out when you can trust what you're seeing.
Absolutely. You know, we've seen the difference between the infodemic, like as you said, it's just a flood. It's just so much of information being shared either on social media or even just around in the community, right down to the misinformation. Some of that stuff that got put out there ended up seeing some of our own doctors, our own Māori doctors, coming together to try and be their trusted voice, a trusted source of information, being Māori, and much has happened to us in Aotearoa over the years, dealing with the government, and it hasn't always been to our benefit, but more to our detriment. So we have seen both happening a lot at the moment. But in regards to that, where are we at now? Have we become a little bit more trustworthy around the world?
It's gotten that much easier in the last year or so. I got to be honest with you. I mean, as you say, in some ways, this is a very old problem. And I think Māori specifically have experience of this. I mean, you know, it's maybe not exactly my place to say it, but I mean, we know that there's been misinformation in this country going back to, at least the early days of the New Zealand Herald, 100 and some odd years ago during the New Zealand Wars. There was misinformation that was being spread that, you know, really supported one side on that conflict, and surprise, surprise, the side it was supporting was not Māori. So, look, there is this long history. It's from the time before digital media, but, you know, in some ways it is a new problem because it's just coming at us so fast. All of the time, it's not just the morning paper, it's not just the radio or the television, it's moment by moment, this, you know, this little machine that usually is in our pocket or is sometimes just in the computer on the desktop. I mean, we know that digital misinformation, I think, is the biggest problem we have right now. There are some reasons for optimism. I think we are seeing communities coming together. I think coming out of the other side of, you know, those first couple of years of the pandemic when everybody was really, really confused, I think a lot can realize that, you know, they can probably trust their local doctor, and that, you know, that for all of the problems that people may have with the government, you know, I don't think the government was actually trying to hurt people during the pandemic by encouraging them to get vaccinated and to wear masks and to do things like that to stop the spread of the disease. One other way to think about this is that I think misinformation is an attack on communities as much as it is anything else, because what it really does is it prevents that meaningful korero that allow communities to bond and to be together and to make smart and well-informed decisions. Because misinformation isn't full of reasonable arguments, right? It's not a collection of facts that are brought together in good faith to help people to understand and make decisions. It's exactly the opposite, right? It's a tangle of confusion that when they introduce it, it prevents us from coming together as communities and having that kind of serious correro that would, you know, help us all to move forward and make good decisions about how to take care of each other.
That is some really important information there. But Ethan, myself, I don't have any further questions, but in regards to the last 2.5-3 years of the pandemic, the difference, things that we've had to deal with, you know, being on lockdown, and now that's the traffic light systems have all been pulled away. And in a sense, the norm has come back, but we are still seeing over 1,000 cases of COVID every day. So there's a little bit of confusion around the fact that we had to be locked down, we had to take all these safety procedures. But, you know, any final kōrero in regards to that?
Yeah, I think that people made a lot of sacrifices during that time, and I absolutely understand that some people look back on that and they might feel like those efforts were wasted. I would say that they were not wasted, and the reason why is because that time allowed us to protect ourselves long enough to get people vaccinated, especially to get you know, our older communities, our vulnerable communities, grandparents, you know, people who are immunocompromised, to protect those folks long enough that they had a better chance of making it through the pandemic. And I think if you look at the experience of other countries, like I'm from the United States, whatever criticisms people may have of the government here, and listen, no government's perfect, I'm really grateful that I was here and not back home in America for the last few years. You know, everybody's experience of this was bad in different ways, but I think it really, really could have been a lot worse. So I think keeping that in mind, you know, not just thinking about what we lost over the last couple of years here in Aotearoa, but thinking about how much other people lost around the world, and hopefully just being grateful for everything that is good, and for all the people who are still alive and around us in our communities now, because we made those sacrifices.
Mm. He mihi anō kia koe, mōwene o ngā kōrero, tāku kia koe I tēnei wā kia matāra, kia ora.
Kia ora.
Ai, ko Ethan Plout, tērā, tētahi o rātou ngā tākuta, ngā pau ako ki Waipapa Taumatarau, ki te whare wānanga o Tāmiki Makaurau, nāna wēne o ngā kōru I whare ki hia e pāna ki te kaupapa o te infodemic, ne? Me te misinformation hoino koiara wetahi o ngā kōrero kia te whakaaro hia me pēhia rā mātou te koke haka mua wēne o ngā take ki mua te aroaro nei no reira hakarongo tonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko te ika iwa tukou mawhitu ira tahi te iarere.